Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
But the reason I don't like Lamar's name coming up in this discussion is it was not real. Yeah. It was not a real thing. The real guys to talk about are Derek Carr, okay? Or drafting another young quarterback.
Those
were the options.
No, the option, and we all missed it, it was Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
He was the option.
That's fair. That's a fair one, yeah.
Right, because his last year in Cleveland, he had a bum shoulder. He played through it. He got a bad rap because they were a bad team. It is what it is, and he ends up in Carolina in that dumpster fire. Then he goes out to the Rams after they win a Super Bowl, and they're compromised, and they need someone to be the guy for a couple of games. He plays after less than a week at practice. Actually, plays pretty well, and then he ends up in Tampa. And so it's like,
you're right. That would have been the guy.
He was the guy, but we were kind of fooled to think he was washed because of that last sequence in Cleveland the Rams.
Wasn't enough evidence from what happened briefly in L.A. and Carolina and the end of Cleveland to think he'd be the answer.
Right.
But at 28 years old, you're right. You're right that looking back on it, that would have been the way to go. But his name wasn't even mentioned that much.
Nobody even thought about it. Everybody thought he was done.
You know who mentioned him? I do have to give credit to one guy.
Who's that?
Joe. Joe had mentioned Baker Mayfield.
Really?
Yeah. What about Baker? I think his first option was Rodgers. I think most of us was. But Baker was certainly at least the guy he mentioned.
And the one thing about so there's a couple of guys, and this is a separate conversation, but Josh Allen is the dude. Tight with everybody. Mm-hmm. The black guys, the white guys, the guys from the hood, the guys from the money, whatever. He's tight with everybody. Lamar Jackson, exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield, less of a talent from a quarterback position, exactly the same way. Like, and this is to the point of our last caller. Those guys come into your locker room, everybody comes together.
Right.
Everybody is one. And it's obvious. Like when you go to, because I can now go to the practices, you go to these, you see it, you feel it, right? You feel this energy that's binding these teams. And certain teams can do it without the quarterback. Sometimes it's like a linebacker or whatever player it may be. But if it's the quarterback, it's special. And the Ravens have that. That's why they're so consistently good. The Bills have that. That's why they're consistently good. Tampa is starting to get that because of Baker Mayfield. Like, look for that.
Yeah, you know who also had that too? I'm not even joking, but it's kind of funny when I say the name, but he totally had that. Was Mike White, which is why t-shirts were made for him.
Right.
Everybody loved him.
Yeah. No,
so
you're right.
He had the bun too.
Both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
All the guys.
That's right.
The problem was he wasn't good. He wasn't good enough.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Well, and
you're right. He just wasn't good enough.
Right. You need both. You need to also be sort of good.
Yes.
You know? Let's go to Paul calling from Brooklyn. Good afternoon today, Paul.
Hello there, gentlemen.
What's up?
I'm a huge fan of your show.
Appreciate it.
Long time listener. I'm a 47-year Jet fan. I'm 57 years old. I've been a fan for 10 years. I look at it like Joe. Who's best for the team next year? Who's going to give us the best shot to win next year? Now, I think the whole conversation is premature because, you know, the Rams have a big game coming up against the Jets, and we would like to see how Rodgers does. I think they're finally getting together, Rodgers and Garrett Wilson and this offense. They're finally getting together, and they're finally getting healthy. And if they show something in these last three games, then I would feel a little more different.
Paul, I
understand what you're saying about the cap hit.
I totally get what you're saying, because I think that's what's happening to most people, that they are looking at what's happening on the field. You even refer to it, how Aaron looks and says, hey, why can't this be the case next year? I'm trying to not pay too much. I'm not paying too much attention. I'm going to watch it, but not have my opinion based on that.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers can be good next year. It could happen. Sure. He's showing you that. He's always had that with better coaching.
And now he's healthy.
With health, with chemistry that he was still developing earlier this season. But it's bigger picture than that. Because in the short term, there's no debate. The New York Jets have a chance in 2025 if they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And assuming they bring in a veteran head coach who gets and does a better job than the crap we've watched over the last decade plus. But it's more than that. It's the big picture. And I think if you're a younger Jet fan, I would guess it's a divide. Because I think the older Jet fan, our last caller is 57 years old. I don't know if that's even old, but old-ish, I guess, would say, hey, I want the guy that gives me the best chance to win. And I think we'd all agree it's Aaron Rodgers. But if you're looking big picture at, I want to build a roster, I want sustained success, I also want to find my long-term answer at quarterback, then bringing him back and having that cap hit eventually hit you a year or two down the road, like, it doesn't give you the best chance to win long term.
Yeah. I think when you start looking at the free agents, so the question that last caller just asked us or asked me directly, there's a couple that make sense. And Sam Darnold is not one of them because Sam Darnold's going to make $40 million next year.
Yeah, there's two reasons why Sam Darnold will not be a Jet. It's not worth a discussion. Number one, you mentioned the money.
Yep.
They're not going to have the money capabilities of doing that, especially if they have a dead money hit on Aaron Rodgers. And number two, if I could get into Sam Darnold's head, there's no way in hell he would come back here.
Yes.
You could change the coach.
Right.
You could change the GM. That man would never go back to the place that almost killed his NFL career.
And then there's a bunch of other names out there like Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Tyler Heineke, Jared Stidham that aren't interesting. The only other player that has a little bit of interest, and it's because of his age, is Justin Fields.
Yes. I'd agree.
That's the only other guy.
That'd be the only guy.
And after that, I don't want Jameis. He throws an interception in his sleep.
Jameis just got benched, by the way.
Right.
He is not the quarterback of the Browns anymore.
Mac Jones is, I know he's young, and he was a Jet killer when he was a Patriot, but he makes poor decisions, and he's an interception a week type of guy. There's just not a ton of free agent options in 2025.
No, I know.
Would you be interested in Will Levis?
No.
Okay.
Daniel Jones?
No.
I don't think that Will is actually going to come free.
Oh, they're going to hold on to him?
I think, yeah, they're probably looking to draft somebody or bring somebody in, but they're not going to give up fully on him
yet.
But think
about,
he's only in his second year.
No, I get that.
This will be his third year next year.
If they move on from Aaron Rodgers, right, which is, I'm trying to guess, like, what's the likeliest right now? By the way, Connor Hughes will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll ask him again.
What do you mean, the likeliest way?
The likeliest answer on if Rodgers is here or not.
Right.
Like, how does this all end?
Don't forget, there is a no trade in his contract.
So they're not trading him. It would either be cutting him.
So it's either keeping him or cutting him.
Correct. Or he retires, which I do not think is the case.
Well, he's already said he wants to play, so I got to take him at his word.
He's walked that back, though. He says he wants to play, and then he's also said, I got to go think about it at the end.
Four more years.
So he's given a... Aaron Rodgers wants us to watch his every step for 2 months before he decides.
He's just trying to get us to watch that Netflix documentary.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. Yes, you are.
And you will.
Well, who's doing it? Me?
I'm not doing it. Over the break, you're not watching.
Somebody's got to do it because we got to talk about it.
Well, so that's Sean's job.
No, we don't. We don't have to talk about it.
Lugie, you do it.
I'll watch it.
Good, you watch it.
I said he's misunderstood.
I'm interested.
We've talked enough Aaron Rodgers for 2 years. I'm not talking him.
It explains how he becomes the villain.
You know what the reality is? I read, who wrote the book again? I did a show with him. Connor. Sorry, Ian. I read his book or listened to his book. I consumed every bit of Aaron Rodgers' podcast two off seasons ago. I've listened to him on McAfee. I'm done. I got my fill. I'm done. I'm going to watch old wrestling and old baseball games during Christmas vacation. I'm not watching Aaron Rodgers talk about his rehab.
You know what you could do on Christmas vacation? Watch Christmas Vacation.
I could do that. That's certainly an option. I may do that too. It's funny. I'm looking at Jet fans' reactions to the poll I put out earlier today. It was like first thing in the morning.
And
it's 55% bring him back, 45% no.
I'm telling you, it's more surprising than you think.
And one guy,
it's simply because of the lack of other options.
I understand. One guy, I got to give him credit, even though he's got a weird Twitter name. I think it's Akiffle or something like that. Yeah. Akiffle literally sends a screenshot of my favorite thing to do now in sports internet, which is to go on StatHead, which is Pro Football Reference, Baseball Reference, and there's like this versus feature. So, for example, I did it a lot with you, which has proven to me you are a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I put Tiki Barber's name in with one of these other running backs, and they give you all the career stats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, sometimes it's obvious, right? So I do that a lot. Did it with Alex Bregman versus Pete Alonso last night. So someone sends me a graphic of just this season. Just this season. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. And their numbers are, like, identical. Yeah. They're, like, identical.
Yeah, but it's, I mean...
I know. And what does it prove? Numbers don't mean anything. Yeah. One guy's 13-1, the other one's 4-10. But the point that a Kiffle was making was one has a Hall of Fame head coach. The other literally doesn't have a head coach.
Right.
Now, I think it's more than simply that. But my point is not to even say that Rodgers is Mahomes, because he's not, is that the debate is very heated between Jet fans on what they want to do. It's a very mixed bag on you're an idiot if you can't bring him back. You're a moron if you don't want him back. Like, it is a hot debate in the Jet community. And both sides make a lot of sense. Really, it's determining, do you care about the future or do you just care about next year? That's how I frame it.
Right.
I think it is a very, that's how I make it simplistic for people to digest. If it's just about 2025 and you're a season ticket holder or you're old, then it's Aaron Rodgers. If it's, hey, I want to build sustained success, then it's cutting Aaron Rodgers.
You keep saying that Aaron Rodgers gives the Jets the best chance to win, but in his last two healthy seasons, he hasn't won.
No, but again, we talked about the other alternatives. Do you think that Tyrod Taylor would give him a better chance to win? I know where this is going. Before he finishes, I know where this is going.
Well,
Tiki,
where
this is going to go to him saying that Jets should sign Tommy DeVito.
That would be a very interesting conundrum for Positive Tommy, who has been fired from the Jets. But I do think that is sort of a match made in heaven, if you want to go down that route. But Rodgers won 8 games in his last year with Green Bay. They've won a lot more games with Love at quarterback. They had better head coaching there. He did not win. He's won 4 games this year for the Jets. At some point, you just lose that magic elixir to be a winner.
Who gives it's a them locker, the best chance to win next year?
I don't think it's Rodgers. I think it's Taylor or bringing in a Matt Stafford
tough,
or
man.
Someone else. Like,
I can't. First of all, Matthew Stafford's not an option. So you got to eliminate the veteran quarterbacks, because if you take your medicine on Rodgers, okay, which makes a lot of sense, you are not bringing in an expensive quarterback. I don't even think you're bringing in Justin Fields. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I don't think you have the money to do that. So I literally think you're looking at Tyrod Taylor / let's say they draft Carson Beck. Where's he projected to go? Second round, third round?
Yeah.
He could be like the Lamar Jackson trade into 32 and pick him for the fifth year.
Yeah, but not nearly Lamar Jackson as the player.
No, I meant
but
that.
Yeah, you're right. Because he's hurt, right?
Or he just got hurt, yeah.
He's got a forearm injury.
So, but that's my answer.
He had a subpar senior year relative to his previous.
But that's my point. Like, they're not going to draft someone in the first round. So your options next year, if you're being realistic about this,
are the second round guys.
Is Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Travis, and potentially a second round, third round pick. So knowing that, Tommy,
Jalen Milroe,
okay? Who gives the Jets the best chance to win in 2025?
I still think a Taylor, where he hands the baton to either Travis or Carson Beck or Milroe, is a better short term and long term.
Short term, they win more games with that?
That's
a tough one,
man. I know, but
I get your knock on Rodgers. Like, I'm not debating that. Like, that's fine. He didn't win this year. He didn't win in great. Like, totally agree. I'm saying in 2025 with this roster, again, taking the veterans out because they're not adding them. That's a fantasy.
I know, but this is for like Joe and like an older Jet fan. What is really the ceiling of Aaron Rodgers when you're in the same conference as Mahomes, Allen? Josh Allen can't even get to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers at 42 is getting
the
Super Bowl?
That's a fair point.